And let's get right into our next guest of the show. And next week is the official Trout opener for the areas that aren't quite open yet, because, of course, we do have areas that are open year-round, but some of the big ones are open next week. And I'm joined by one of the best trout fishermen in the entire region. He's been contributing on the show for many years. His name's Rick Arnold. He's from TrophyTroutGuide.com. Rick, how are you today?
Real good, Lance. Thanks for having me on again.
Oh, man, it's always a pleasure. I always enjoy having you on, and even better yet, I enjoy fishing with you.
Yeah, we need to do that this year, by the way.
I'm back over in East Lake about the 5th, 6th, 10th of July, right in there. I'm going to be back over there, man.
All you got to do is lead me and give me a call, and we'll make it happen.
I'm planning on it. I'll cook breakfast.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, you did a good job last time we did that.
Yeah, well, you put me on the fish, and I'll take care of breakfast. We'll have a great morning for sure. Rick, we've got Wickiup, we've got Odell, we've got Crane, we've got East. I mean, we've got some big time lakes opening up here this next weekend. Why don't we talk about Wickiup? Is there going to be a brown record that's going to fall this year? Are you guys going to get close? There was a couple big fish taken last year. What do you think on this year's possibilities?
You know, with Wickiup, it is always a possibility, and the fact that that a 26 came out last year and a 21, a friend of mine got a 21, state record sitting at 28, we're bumping right up against it. So it would never surprise me if Wickiup puts out a big brown. And with all the water this year, I think it's going to be a better-than-average brown year on Wickiup.
We are in the heyday of big trout right now, aren't we?
Yeah, you know, it just everything seems to cycle when you think about it. So we've been in a good cycle here for the last couple of years now here in Central Oregon. So I'm expecting good things this year on the trophy trout end.
Tell us about Crane. You know, we've had some bass problems, at least for those that don't fish for bass, they'd be problems. Where's Crane at in the whole scenario these days?
You know, everybody knows the story of the illegally introduced bass in the early 80s, the decline of the rainbow fishery. But I've talked to some guys in the last few years, and it's making a comeback. I just talked to a guy day before yesterday that caught a 13-pound rainbow out of there last year, and that was his best ever. So I'm hearing better reports of bigger rainbows showing up in these last 2 years. And in the guide out of Sun River actually popped about a 19-something. Oh, I think that's probably 3 to 4 years ago now, but that's the biggest rainbow I've ever heard of coming out of Crane Prairie. So potential is always there for big rainbows, and I think it's going to be an improving rainbow bite for bigger fish this year. And then also the brook trout are in there, and those are kind of a sleeper that no one talks about much.
Odell is one of the great lakes anywhere, and, you know, not only for the big trout, but for the kokanee. Why don't you tell us about what guys can expect as they show up there next weekend?
Yeah, it's the number one kokanee lake for just sheer numbers and ability to go put a bunch of them in the boat in all of Oregon. So you can always count on putting limits of kokanee in the boat at Odell. And the byproduct of all those kokanee, of course, is the big Mackinaw that are in there. State record came out of there in the early 80s at a fish over 41 pounds. Many of us thought that record would fall by now and that there would already be a new state record, but hasn't happened, but it sure could any year now. So I look for some big Mackinaw to come out of there this spring as well.
On another note, I hear rumblings about a chub solution on East Lake. What are they thinking?
You know, I was down in California this winter and talking to one of my buddies that kind of had an inside track with some ODFW people. They're thinking of the possibility of introducing the Williamson River rainbow or the Klamath Lake rainbows, one and the same fish, that feeds on the chub in that lake in Klamath Falls. They were introduced into Diamond Lake about 15 years ago, and they ended up producing an 18-pound rainbow record. So they have the potential to get big. And the other option was the crane bow, which is the actual rainbow that they do breed for crane and restocking of rainbows in Central Oregon. So one of those two is being weighed out. I don't know any more than that. I kind of got it secondhand, but could be interesting, and we don't know how that would impact the brown trout fishery. But the chubs have overpopulated in that lake for sure.
you and I both dig trout that eat other fish, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it could possibly be bad. I mean, any fish that's out there sucking up the protein like that, it's got to be good for sport eventually, right?
Oh, yeah. I think if they put those Klamath Lake rainbows in there, you could, as long as it, you know, I love the brown trout, so I hate to see an impact on those. And mm-hmm. I think they could coexist in there. So I'm not real sure. It'd be an interesting experiment.
Is Wallowa Lake prime for another big year?
You know, I talked to Brad over at the Sports Corral, the only sporting goods store in Joseph over there, just last week. There had already been two bigger kokanee pushing 8 pounds that came out of there this spring. They were open again this year. They didn't have the big hard freeze over here on the east side, so guys were fishing it a lot of the winter. So, yeah, I'm thinking we're not going to see the numbers of big kokanee that we did last year, but we'll still see some big kokanee. So looks like another good year for guys who love kokanee to make plans for a trip to Wallowa for sure.
Real quick, 30 seconds, what sort of cycle are kokanee on? In other words, it seemed like last year was the peak of a cycle. Where do we go from last year? Do we get smaller and then build back up? I mean, how many years is the cycle on a lake like that?
That's just the cycle of kokanee, but what makes that lake different, and if guys wanted to read my article that's on my site about it that I wrote last year, the kokanee in Wallowa live to some of the species in there can live to 6 years.
Mm.
So that's, you know, 4 is about the longest they normally live anywhere. So that's part of the reason they get so big. And then they had a problem with the slide coming into the river that knocked the count down about 2005. So that had a, 4 or 5, that had a lot to do with why there were so many. There were less numbers, which always produce bigger kokanee.
And we'll pay the piper on that. Hey, it's trophytroutguide.com. Rick, let's do it again soon.
Thanks. Good talking to you, Lance.
Yeah, and I appreciate you coming in, Rick.